It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning, and it's Wednesday. That means it is time for Career Day. Everyone, gather around. We are going to talk to someone with an interesting job. You can ask whatever you want. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. That is our number. And if you'd ever want to be featured on Career Day, we'd love to have you join the show. You can reach out to us through social media, through our website, mix941.fm. And this morning, welcome Jeff to the show. Hi, Jeff. Woo!
Good morning.
Good
How are you guys
morning.
Doing?
We are great. So you are a runner from an entertainment company. And I was like, I don't understand what that is. Can you explain what your job is?
Basically, I'm a runner slash production assistant, and I drive a van, and I go and do whatever's needed for the artist. I might go shopping. I might go do a liquor run. I might go to the airport, pick people up, drop people off. I'll do runs to the hotels, dry cleaning, whatever the artist might need. I'm their guy.
Oh, wow. So when you say a runner from the entertainment company, it's like this company works with celebrities and you're the one tasked with making sure they have what they need, no matter what it is.
Pretty much, yeah. Their supervisor, their boss, or whoever there's in charge of the artist will say, go here, do this, get that, pick this up, pick those people up, whatever. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty laid back, pretty easy job. Not real difficult. A lot of sitting around and doing nothing for hours on end, but it's a great gig. I love it.
Well,
I'm retired, and this is what I do.
Let's dive into it then, because you're working with celebrities. In your mind, what was the biggest celebrity you ever had to go get something for or pick up?
There's a multitude, but Lady Gaga comes to mind. Lenny Kravitz comes to mind. The Scorpions, Bob Seger, Neil Young, just about anybody in the entertainment industry that rolls through town. I'm there.
Oh.
Taylor Swift.
Wait, what did you have to do for Taylor Swift?
Basically nothing specific comes to mind, but be on hand and stand around, and whatever needs to be done, go do this, pick these people up, do that, and had to do that for five nights in a row. What a bummer.
Oh, yeah, really. We just got a text here on our text line, and if you have any questions for Jeff, our number is 702-364-9400. This question is, has any entertainer asked you to get something or do something that you were uncomfortable with?
You know, I really don't care. I'll do just about anything. If they're asking me to do it and they want it, I don't care. The biggest thing is probably a trip to Planet 13 and pick up some accessories for personal entertainment or whatever you want to call it, you know. Pick up marijuana if needed, but I don't care. I'll go anywhere anybody wants. You ask me, I'll do it. I got no shame.
Do you have a company credit card? So Lady Gaga says, I need you to go pick up this liquor at a certain store. Do you have a company credit card? Do you run down and just use the company credit card?
It depends on the artist. They'll either give me one of their credit cards for their production company or a stack of cash.
Whoa. Do they let you keep that cash, or do you have to bring them their change?
Unfortunately, I got to bring them their change back at the end. It's got to go all add up to the receipts have to add up to how much was spent, et cetera, et cetera.
Like, even if you have like change, like 75 cents, do you have to give that back?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Down to the penny.
Jeff, how many?
Because it's.
I'm assuming we have a lot of connections here in town, because what if Lenny Kravitz says, I need my suit pressed, I need a dry clean by tonight, and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you have a lot of connections in town where you can call a certain dry cleaner or call a certain business and they'll get stuff done for you fast?
Absolutely. I've got a local dry cleaner that I use, and then a lot of bus drivers need their regular laundry done. So there's a 24-hour fluff and fold over on Maryland Parkway. I'll take it in there, and they take care of me and get it back toot sweet.
So you got connections for food, for you want certain sweets. Somebody wants a cake from here. Somebody wants a gluten-free cake. I got a place to go. So you just got to keep an open mind and have all these places.
I love it. We're talking to Jeff. He is a runner for an entertainment company. Basically, he is tasked with getting these celebrities anything they need whenever they need it. Coming up next, we want to go to some more of your calls and texts and questions at 702-364-9400. I want to know, I'm going to ask you, Jeff, so be prepared, who the coolest, the nicest celebrity you've ever worked with has been and who was maybe not the nicest. And of course, we're going to get to the payday question. What does a job like that pay? All of that is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's career day, and we are talking to Jeff, who is a runner for an entertainment company. Jeff, we're getting so many questions. I'm going to do a little rapid fire here. How did you get your job?
I did it in a previous town that I worked in. I started in security and moved my way up. And did it in a previous town I lived in, moved here, and it's a very small world, so everybody's connected, and one thing led to another, connections, people know people, and next thing you know, I got a job.
Do you get to meet the celebrities or see their shows?
I usually have an all-access pass, and I can go anywhere I want, and I can sit in and watch the show, not necessarily from a seat, I drove Lenny Kravitz to a gym once, and he was super nice to me and made a comment about my wallet chain. So, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes they're standoffish, and they don't want, they've got their thing going on, but other times they're real people.
Are you on call 24 hours a day, or do you have a set shift?
I'm available any time, but I usually have a shift like, hey, can you come in and work this day, this gig, yes or no? Yeah, but it's not like a drop of a hat and you got to go do this unless I'm really needed in a situation.
And have you ever had to pick up an enormous amount of baby oil?
I got no comment on that.
Okay. All right, Jeff, I got to know, who is the coolest celebrity that you've ever dealt with and who was the not so nice celebrity you dealt with?
Well, the first one that comes to mind, not so nice, is Nicki Minaj. No comment on that, but not a nice person. As far as some of the greatest people, Lady Gaga is super, super cool. Bob Seger was amazing. I got a quick story about Chris Stapleton. I was working at an event and driving a bus driver back to a hotel, and I didn't know who Chris Stapleton was at the time or what he looked like. And the bus driver says, hey, roll your window down and ask that guy if he wants a ride. So I scream across the street, hey, you want a ride? And he's like, no, I'm good. And the bus driver says, oh, that was Chris Stapleton.
Oh. That is so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the finances part here, Jeff. Everyone wants to know, what kind of money can you make being a runner from an entertainment company?
Well, it's a 1099 gig, and you're paid on the daily. And depending on who it is, it's $300 to $500 a shift. If you work 3 hours or 12 hours, it's the same pay.
Who determines the pay if it's a $500 day? Is it based on the level of celebrity, like an A-lister, you're getting paid more?
No, a $500 gig is usually a corporate gig. So if you're working for Microsoft or Lenovo or there's somebody doing a big conference in town, they pay super big bucks. The local concerts and bands and residencies typically pay $300 to $400.
Do you get tips?
Not very often. I was working George Strait show and I picked up a bunch of drunk cowboys and one of them slipped me $100. So occasionally, but not on the regular.
Hey, let's hear for the drunk cowboys.
Yeah, he probably thought it was like a 10 or something.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, this was so interesting. I did not know a job like this existed. I love Career Day so much. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
Absolutely. Anytime I can help.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
That was fun. Interesting, too.
To hear the jobs that are out there that you didn't even know were jobs.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's what I love best. And we'd love to have you. If you're willing to spend a little time with us on a Wednesday morning, we would love to talk to you about your career. You can reach out to us through our social media, Mercedes in the Morning, or through our website, mix941.fm.